Radio Prague News.
A former close aide to then Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has been arrested in connection with the 2009 purchase of armored vehicles for the Czech military. The Czech government is planning to tighten the rules for the sales of spirits as the methanol crisis claims its 28th victim. And Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has appreciated post-election developments in Georgia. The Czech police have arrested Marek Dalík, a former close aide to then-Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, in connection with alleged corruption in the 2009 purchase of Pandur armored vehicles for the Czech military. Prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová said on Monday Mr. Dalík, who is the only person detained so far, had been charged with attempted fraud. The Czech government in 2009 paid 14.4 billion crowns, or some $750 million, for over 100 Austrian-made Pandur armored personal carriers. The deal has come under criticism as overpriced. Last year, a manager of the Austrian arms producer Steyr accused Mr. Dalík of demanding an 18 million euro bribe. The case has been under investigation by Czech and Austrian police since 2010. Methanol-laced bootleg liquor has claimed its 28th victim. An autopsy confirmed on Monday that a 60-year-old man who died in his home near Uherské Hradiště in southeastern Moravia last week was killed by methanol. A police spokeswoman said a bottle of spirits was found in the man's house, but the police had not yet traced its source. In related news, the government committee dealing with the crisis has called for the introduction of a general ban on spirit sales at street stands. Speaking after the committee's session on Monday, Health Minister Leo Heger said the government would also consider introducing harsher fines for selling alcohol to minors, as well as for counterfeiting excise stamps. Under the tougher rules, proprietors who breach the regulations could lose their licenses. The committee has also called on spirits retailers not to dispose of alcohol without certified origin and wait until further instructions from the customs. Czech Health Minister Leo Heger on Monday also dismissed the country's chief hygiene officer Michael Vied, who has since March been on unpaid leave due to corruption charges. The police accused Mr. Vied with abuse of power over his role in an overpriced IT tender. Minister Heger said he would propose the government to appoint the head of the Liberec region's hygiene service, Vladimír Valenta, the new chief hygiene officer. The absence of a chief hygiene officer during the recent methanol crisis was criticized by the opposition. Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs Karel Schwarzenberg has expressed appreciation of post-election developments in Georgia. Speaking after a meeting with his Georgian counterpart Grigol Vašadze in Prague on Sunday, Mr. Schwarzenberg welcomed the smooth transfer of power, which matched the highest international democratic standards. Georgia is the only country in the region where the government was changed through democratic elections without manipulations, which is something the country needs to be congratulated for, Mr. Schwarzenberg added. For his part, the Georgian foreign minister expressed gratitude for the Czech Republic's continued support for his country's Euro-Atlantic orientation. The Czech unemployment rate grew slightly in September to reach 8.4%, up by 0.1% in the previous month, according to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office on Monday. The number of people seeking employment grew by some 6,500, while there were around 4,000 fewer vacancies registered in that month. The lowest unemployment rate, around 3.5%, was recorded in Prague, while the highest rates were seen in the North Bohemian district of Most with 15.8% and the district of Bruntál in the northeast of the country with 15.6%. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly clear with some rain setting in later in the week. Daytime highs should range between 12 and 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trendecký, end of the news.